We have a 4,000 plus year old tradition, and what that means is that some things come into fashion and other things fall out of fashion. One of my professors in rabbinical school talked about how laws sometimes fall into desuetude. Yes, that's an Elliot Dorfism. But there is something that happens less often where entire categories of spiritual opportunity disappear. For a long time, for 2,000 years, the mitzvot that were connected to the land of Israel are an example of mitzvot that we could not perform in any way. And with the reestablishment of the state of Israel, certain customs, laws, types of tithing, and produce came back into existence. There is another area, though, which we have lost as a whole, and I think reflecting on it may help us think about our lives in general, and that are the lost categories of tuma and tahara, of, there's no good way to translate these words, but they are translated in English as purity and impurity. And that language itself distances us even more from this mitzvah. But I like to think of being in a state of tahara, purity, as being connected to life itself, the greater flow of life, and that contacting death brings us into closer contact with the state of being tameh, of tumah. Now, the way this came about that we don't know about this anymore comes down just to a rather basic difficulty in cattle raising. A long time ago, we used to have a strange mitzvah of the red heifer, of the para aduma. And the ashes of this cow somehow would restore our people when they came too close to the forces of death back to life. And they were restored to the community thereby. And our portion of Emor is filled with these relationships that our ancestors had and that we do not have. And what happens when a category disappears is that we stop feeling about it, we stop thinking about it, and therefore we stop perceiving the subtle energies that are connected with that. And the closest I can give you, because I, like you, have lost this tradition, is when we find ourselves a little overwhelmed by life and so busy running around with our world that we forget to connect to the larger rhythms and cycles of life. And this has been one of those weeks for me. And so yesterday and today I was able to build in, I guess I take a lesson from Rabbi Posen over there, I built in a couple of lovely walks into my days. And they were tremendously restorative, but they connected me with all sorts of adventures I would not have had. So I was walking to the pharmacy, actually, but through these back paths. And I ran into my neighbor, Sally, who I met one other time and who has some of the most beautiful gardens in this part of town. She's been working for 45 years on it. And they're exquisite. And she has both flowers and vegetables. And she said, would you like some lettuce? It's like, sure, it's Shabbos. I'd love some lettuce. She said, well, walk back on your way back this way. And so I got, as an act of generosity, this beautiful bag of fresh lettuces from her. And then as I'm walking down this small dirt path back towards my house, I meet the very opposite of it. I meet pure and unadulterated commerce. My neighbors, Ukiah and Miles, have set up a little produce stand, and they're selling plant starts and lettuces and kales, but they're doing it in a way that only Portland can do in this. They reclaim this old cedar table, and they built a little roof for it, and you feel like you're in the middle of the country, and for $1.50, you can get some pea starts or some basil. The basil, by the way, the leaves are about microscopic. And I walked back and I achieved what I wanted to achieve, which was this remarkable reconnection to the larger cycles of life that my busyness took away. I think we all have these ways. We don't have this ancient spiritual capacity that the categories of tuma and tahara, of being tameh or tahor, or pure or impure, give us. We don't have that sensitivity, and so we forget to check in because it doesn't exist. But we do know about the ways we reestablish our connections to life, to renewal, to our ways that we're bound with the larger cycles of the world and the people in it. And so I remind all of us, in those weeks when life, for whatever the reason, takes us out, think about our ancestors who had this spiritual sensitivity, and find the ways that you too can reconnect and celebrate again the world and the blessings that are in it.